unspeakable is untold. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Untold. Okay. It's still a number, folks. Is that infinity yet?
No.
So before we go on, I love Star Wars movies. Okay. I told you folks about it. One day, Skywalker was talking to R2-D2. We know who they are, right? R2-D2?
The robot.
The robots. Alright. So Skywalker say, R2, I'd like to go and meet Yoda. On our way there, we will pick up Ben, Obi-Wan Kenobi, at Untold. And you know what D2 said to him? D2 is not allowed. Alright? Well, if we ever advance to Skywalker's era, Untold is just a number. Because his infinity is way beyond ours today. Next slide, please. So now, wasn't it boring that we tried this counting number thing? No?
No,
we're
kind of
fun.
Shall we ask the new student?
Yeah, please.
There is lots of fun.
May I just interject and we'll go back up to this one?
So, when it gets interesting, when we know, it gets boring when we don't know the definition or the meaning of those words. Right? But it gets interesting when it's in English, incalculable and so on. It begins to have some context to us. But when the Indian language, to them, every single word of these are meaningful. Now, in Buddhism, we always say the Buddha is sitting on the lotus flower, right? Do you see the word lotus flower here? Anyone see the word lotus flower?
No.
The reason we don't see the word lotus in here is because we don't speak Sanskrit. These are all Sanskrit, translated into English. To me, they were like, well, you used to say it's Dutch to me, right? Or we can say it's Greek these days. It's Sanskrit to us. We have no meaning because we don't understand it.
Do you see the word lotus?
I speculate it's
Padma. I don't speak or write or read Sanskrit, but the word Padma is a very popular Indian name, especially the Nepalese, for girls, which means pure. So I figured that must be lotus.
Purity of lotus is on line number 93. Pat, 92 and 93. Okay. Yeah. All right. So can we go back to the carry-on from where we left off? So now, what we have done is use the one-dimension mindset to expand our horizon, to open our mind. On the slide here, we have a definition of finite versus infinite. Finite has been defined as having bounds or limits, measurable, capable of being completely counted, non-infinite or infinitesimal, not zero. That's actually a very profound two words, not zero. Infinite, unlimited or unmeasurable. Indefinitely or exceedingly great. Now, okay, I'm going to ask this question ahead of the next slide. Are they opposite terms? Jonathan, what do you think? Is finite and infinite opposite terms? Okay, she was saying something. Okay. Maybe you can help me express that.
I think it's opposite.
Jonathan? I think it is the same.
Okay, so we have different views. Alright, so let's go to the next slide. You can all be correct, by the way. Oh, a lot of boxes. Trillion, small box. Quadrillion, bigger box. Zillion, jillion, gazillion. Oh, propitious names to a bigger box. And think about, ultimately, we have infinity. As our thinking thoughts progress, we can accommodate more numbers. As we accommodate more numbers, finite and infinite seems to link together, isn't it? We had started with 10 to the 22nd power in our first set of slides, then we go to 10 to the 33 power, then we go up to where we start counting the sands in the Ganges, okay, the Abhidhamma Saka Sutra. I don't think we have a limit to how many digits we could go. And we go to Skywalker's way of talking to R2-D2, we really don't know where's the end of the number system. So our previous duality, opposites, seems to be losing its definition, isn't it? Our finite and the infinite doesn't seem to be opposite in each other. It's blending into each other. So what is producing that opposite that we were talking about, that every day we talk about? Let's go to the next slide, please. All right? Now, this is actually one of the crucial parts, okay? Now, duality at the top is relative opposite, like yin yang. Now, finite versus infinite, what are they? They're just measurements, isn't it, folks? They're just measurements. They're not opposite. They can accommodate each other. Next one, male and female. You know how many chromosomes together that are the same? Rather than different, it's 1 out of 46. It's the XY chromosome that makes male and female different. We're not opposite. Correct? Black and white, I love the English language. Black and white means anything else. It can be a color. It can be whether you're right or wrong. Whether you're righteous or non-righteous. So what is it anyway? It's just an abstraction, really. Okay? Uniform light spectrum. It's just different mix of color. Next one. Living and death. For Buddhists, reincarnation. Death is just the beginning of life. Life is just the beginning of death. Is it opposite? We're beginning to doubt that. More than self, polarity. Imagine you're sitting near the North Star, what's North and South? Oh, positive, negative, pole. Yeah. Polarity only. Okay, folks? And they're not opposite. We made it opposite. They're not. Good and evil. Survival advantage. Heaven and hell. Physical experience. We have a seminar or lecture on it. Yes and no. It's not opposite, by the way. It's a choice. Okay, now quoting the late, actually deceased, Zig Ziglar, a Texan. He wrote a lot of, actually, inspiration books, okay, on salesmen. He's the salesman of salesmen. And he said, no, N-O, it's just because your customer doesn't K-N-O-W, know enough to say yes. It's a choice, all right? It's not an opposite, it's just a choice. And he is not a Buddhist, by the way, okay? He's a Catholic. Alright, coming back to the original slide that we have, is the meaning of life and the value of life. Okay, that's what Buddhism is all about. Next one, please. Alright, so in summary, okay, finite, measurable, unit. Infinite, immeasurable, no unit. When we start adding units to it, things kind of get into a mixed bag. So, by introducing additional units to measure large numbers, the immeasurable, becomes measurable, isn't it? Alright? And we break through duality. Duality, you and I are opposite. You and I are enemies. You and I are friends. Okay, that's duality, folks. Okay? Opposite, a product of small mindset, small thinking box. When your thinking box expands, it's really harder and harder to find an opposite. X is inside the box, Y is outside the box, therefore they are opposite. No box, no opposite, thinking outside the box. The usefulness of very big and very small numbers are illustrated by the next lecture. Alright? Okay, it's just like a gumjong in this board, you see. Okay, alright, we'll come next chapter next time.
All right, next one, please. All right, take home message. Infinity is a concept founded on within-the-box thinking. Okay? Now, remember what this lecture is about? Opening our mind, widening our horizon, okay? Widening our horizon. So, infinity, a limited thinking box. Okay, we are expanding our mind to accommodate more things, folks. Finite and infinite are not opposite. That's what Jonathan said, okay? And not mutually exclusive terms. They are arbitrary concepts, a thought process. That depends on how far the mind is open. And that is relative. Abstract concepts such as infinity are qualifier. It can be actually quantified and can be introduced by new units of measurement. Next one, please. Alright, just a descriptive terms. Okay. Most importantly, I'd like to emphasize quality and singularity. Alright, next one, please. Alright, now, any comments, any suggestions, any questions?
I thought that was very insightful, and thank you for sharing that.
Now I really understand that there is no space or time or no boundaries. It's just how you define them, and your own fear and everything like that is what you really create for your own self. And if you can encounter those and I guess break through those barriers, then it's limitless, or even that is a term, I guess. So it just, there is nothing really to say about your potential and your capabilities.
Distinction was fun. Thank you.
Very interesting lecture, especially when we're coming to numbers.